Today what I want to talk to you about is improving your self-image on the inside. You are a child of the Most High God. Your Father is Almighty. When God birthed you, He did not birth you to live an average life or a just-get-by life. God brought you into the world to excel. He wants you to live in a high level of life. That should be the difference between the world and us, is that we should be limitless into what we can do and what we can acquire and what we can have in life. Beyond all of that, He's also given you already everything that you're ever going to need for life, for a great life. You see, you were chosen by God from the foundation of the world. That's how important you are. That's how valuable you are for right now. You're destined to be here right now. And God's got some great things for you, and He's given you everything that you need to pull that off. So let me show you that in the Scriptures. It's in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. It says this: His divine power has given us how much? Everything we need for life. Now, I need to convince you of this today. So what I want you to do is say that back to me. I have everything I need for a great life. Would you say that back to me? I have everything I need for a great life. God's already put it in there. For life and godliness. Now, let me just say something, and then I'm going to work on it. Life and godliness. You can be like God. Are you a child of the Most High God? Doug was trying to convince you of that earlier. You're a child of God. See, you're a child of the Most High God, and you've got everything you need to do what God does. Through our knowledge of Him, you have got to know Him to have this kind of a life. You've got to have a relationship with Him who has called us by His own glory and His goodness. Now there is a greatness inside of you. And this greatness is there, but the sad thing is that so many people go through life with a very low and poor self-image of themselves. And they feel like they don't have what it's going to take to pull it off and to be and to do all they want to do. They have this problem inside. They feel inferior. And you see, the problem here is that your self-image limits you. You will only go as high as your self-image will allow you to go. We only can go as high as we can see ourselves going and acquiring. And so what we need to do is help improve our self-image. We never rise above the image we have of ourselves. And so if you're not doing well in life and your life isn't where it needs to be and you want it to be, then one of the first things you're going to have to do to change your life is change your own self-image. You see, God has said about you, and this is the thing I want us to see, is that we need to think about ourselves the way God thinks about us. We need to see ourselves the way God sees us. And God sees you as a conqueror. Actually, more than a conqueror. God sees you as victorious. In other words, in every situation, no matter what comes against you, you come out good. You come out better than you were when you went in it. Let me read it to you. Romans 8:37. No, in all these things. In all what things? In anything. All these things. Paul has just listed all these things that he's been through. Beaten, shipwrecked, all these kinds of things that he's experienced, condemnation, people putting him down, talking about him, all these things that he's been through. He says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. In 1 Corinthians 15:17, it says, but thanks be to God, He gives us the what? The victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. When you come to Christ, one of the things that is supposed to start happening in our lives is that we become victorious. Things that once held us back and came against us no longer can hold us back and come against us because we rise to a new level. We go higher. And you may not feel like that right now. You may not feel like a victor. You may not feel like a conqueror. But what you've got to do is convince yourself that you are. You've got to get a hold of it. It's got to get down inside of you without doubt that you are. and that you can conquer any and every single situation. So how do we do it? How do we improve our self-esteem, our self-image on the inside? How do we do that? This is what I want to talk about. You see, a way, if not the way, and I think it's the only way that I'm aware of anyway, is to do it with your own words. Your own words. And this is what I want to capitalize on today. In Proverbs 18:21, it's a very familiar passage. We use it here a lot. We talk about it a lot. It says in 18:21, the tongue has the power. What does the tongue have? Power of life and death. And those who love it will eat its fruit. You will eat your words. Now, I want to read this to you from the New Living Translation. It says this. Those who love to talk. Hello. Those who love to talk will experience the consequences. Here's what I love. For the tongue can kill or, here's what I love, nourish life. Do you know that with your own tongue, your own mouth, you can nourish your own life? Isn't that great? I love that. And too many people just go around killing themselves. Don't they? I mean, they put themselves down. And the reason a person has a low self-esteem is because they think negative thoughts about themselves. They've given somebody permission to talk negatively about them, and they've received it. And then they say negative things about their own selves. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm dumb. No, we got to change that and talk like God talks about us and see ourselves the way God sees us. I am valuable. I am important. I am creative. I am a child of God. I can do anything I put my mind to do. I am well liked. I am good looking. I can do it. Give me a challenge and let me at it. I will figure a way to become victorious. And this is the way God sees us. I make good decisions. I'm a great leader. I make good financial decisions. And when we start saying these things about us, what we're doing is we're reversing the program. You see, what happens when we get a low self-image is that we have negative thoughts about ourselves. People say negative things about us. We allow that in. It takes a root. And then it starts coming out of our mouth and we say it. So to turn that around, to fix that, what we have to do is say the things that we want to be. Create it, because out of your mouth is power. And you nourish your body with it, your own life. And you speak that out, and then it reverses the process. You then hear it, and then it goes down, and it changes your self-image. And it will, as I'm going to show you today, takes away all those things that people have put you down and said about you. You build yourself up. You nourish yourself with your own words. And when you do this a couple of times, you see, the first time you do it, it's going to feel really weird. If you've never done this and you do it the first time, you're going to say, well, that's strange. It's weird. And you feel a little awkward. But you say, that's just the world. Because the world tells us we can't brag. Don't brag on yourself. The world says, that sounds like you're vain. You know, who you think you are. Right? And we have a little problem talking well about ourselves and bragging on ourselves, well, who we are and what we can do. But you know what? I'm going to give you some truth today that I think is really going to help you. See, Jesus had no problem telling people who he was. And he went all of his life talking about how great he is. I mean, put yourself in that day. Be following him around and start hearing some of the things that he said about himself. He wasn't, not what he said about other people, what he said about himself. Let me give you a few of these. He says, I am the bread of life. Put that up there for me. He says, I am the bread of life. In other words, man, I have got what will give you life. You eat of what I've got, and it'll bring life to you. I am important. Jesus says, I'm from him. I'm from God. Well, you know what? I was thinking about that just a little bit. You know, I've got some bread of life that I can give people. You know what? I'm from God. Jesus said this, I'm the light of the world. If you want to find out how to really live life, follow me. I'll be a light for you. I mean, think about him saying this about himself. Now, And if you were there, you would start saying, who's this guy think he is? Well, he is a child of the Most High God, right? Who do you think you are? He says, I'm from above. I'm not like you guys, he says. I'm above you. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. I don't do things like you do them. I don't think things like you think them. How would you like to be around somebody that always talked about themselves like that? You would do one of two things, and that's exactly what happened. You would join him or hate him, right? He says, before Abraham was, I am. What does that mean? Before God had a program and a purpose for Abraham, God had a program and a purpose for me. Before the foundations of the world, God chose me. I am the door. If you want to get somewhere, here's the way. I'm a good shepherd. I'll take care of you. I'm the Son of God. I'm the resurrection. I am the way. I'm the true vine. You know, Jesus had no trouble talking about himself and telling people even who he is. He had no self-esteem, self-image problem. And if we really want to go high, see, Jesus reached his destiny. He fulfilled God's plan for his life. And if we want to reach our destiny, and if we want to fulfill God's plan for our lives, we've got to figure out who we really are. And we've got to believe in ourselves. And we've got to take the cap and the lid off. We've got to erase the line that we drew for our own lives. And we've got to raise the line, and we've got to raise the cap, and we've got to go to the next level in life. And the only way you're going to do that is by improving your self-image. And I don't care how good of a self-image that you have right now, you can still go higher. I have a pretty good self-image, but I'm working on it. I'm taking my cap off. I'm erasing the line that I've drawn for myself, and I want to go higher. I want to go to the next level that God has for me. How about you? Is that all right? Let's do it. Jesus had no problem, and it's so important if we're going to fulfill. James is talking about the tongue in the book of James, and he says this in James chapter 3 and verse 10. He says, out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursing. No, his context is how we talk about people. We bless them or we curse them out of the same mouth. He says, that ought not to be. But what I want us to see is that out of your mouth, you can bless your life or you can curse your life. Now, I'm not talking about profanity. We do something way worse than that. We put ourselves down and people talk about themselves. They say, I don't have what it takes. I can't get anything right. They say, I'll never lose this weight. I'll never get out of debt. I'll never have a happy, fulfilling marriage. I'll never be healed. And what have they just done? If out of the mouth comes blessings and cursings, what have they just done to their own selves? What have they done? Cursed themselves. And those things, brothers and sisters, just ought not to be. We should know better. See, words set the direction of your life. If you want to know where you're going and where you're going to be 5 years from now, listen to yourself think and listen to yourself talk. So, I want to ask you, because it's so important, I want to ask you, where are you with your life? What direction are you going in? Are you happy with it? Do you want to go better? Do you want to raise to another level? Do you want to see what God has for you beyond where you are? I certainly do. Are you blessing yourself or are you cursing yourself? Are you nourishing your life? Are you bringing death to your life? Out of the tongue, there is this power. Many people have gone around for years putting themselves down. They've set the limits on their own lives, talking about what they can't do. They put the limit there, the cap on. This is as high as I can go. This is all I can see myself ever doing. It's their self-image. And some people say, I've messed up so badly, I've had immorality, or I've sinned so badly here, or I've done this addiction, I've done all of these bad things, negative things, and God will never bless me. No, no, no. You are capping yourself. You are drawing a line. You are holding yourself back. You are not seeing yourself as God sees you. This is how God sees us in 2 Corinthians 5:17. He says, therefore, if any person be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. You're something brand new. There's never been anything else like you before. You're a new creature. Old things are passed away. What kind of things? Anything back there. Anything. It's gone. Through Jesus Christ, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You got a brand new start. You're born again. You start again. It's a new birth. It's a new beginning. And we get to go again. And so what we have to start saying, rather than we can, is that, yes, I can. You know what? I am good enough. Because of Jesus Christ, my past is washed away. I am cleansed from that stuff. I am forgiven. Because of Jesus Christ and the blood that He shed for me, I am worthy. You know what? I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You know what that means? That means I am right with God. I am the righteousness of God. Me and God, we're just like that. We're buds. Me and God, we got it going together. I am worthy to be blessed. I am worthy to succeed. I am a child of God. And when you start doing that, what you find is you start feeling, whoa, that feels good. You start saying that to yourself, whoa, you know what? And your head goes up and your shoulders go back, and you start thinking better of yourself. You stop thinking about the past and you start thinking about the future. Many are lonely, and they don't feel like people like them. They have this low self-image of themselves, and maybe they feel like, well, I'll never get married. I'll never have a great life. I'll never be happy. No, no, no. You're limiting yourself. You've capped it. You've drawn the line. That's not what God says. What God says, Proverbs 18:24, a man or a woman that hath friends must show him or herself friendly. And there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So what you got to stop saying that. What you got to say is, I'm a friendly person. People really like me. People are drawn to me. You know, I have a sense of humor. I'm fun to be around. And people like to be around me. And God has my perfect mate right down the road in my future. And when you start saying that about yourself, what you're going to start doing is you're going to start getting confidence in yourself. You're going to start automatically just being friendlier. You're going to start being more outgoing. You're going to start being attractive to people and people attracted to you. They're going to want to be around you. Don't want to be around no sourpuss that don't think anything of themselves. They want to be around somebody that feels like they're good and they're proud of themselves. And so you begin to attract people to you. And before long, you know what? You're making friends. Say, I've got people that love me enough, they'll stick with me through thick and thin. Before long, you're going to find yourself having friends because you're showing yourself friendly. It always works this way. People spoke negative about you over the years, and those words have stuck in you. And if you don't work and be offensive on your self-image, then this stuff will bring you down. And then rather than going higher to a higher level of life, you'll go to a lower level of life. So you've got to be offensive here. Maybe a preacher told you you were nothing, you were no good, you're just an old, dirty, filthy sinner. You're just going to hell. You ain't good for nothing but to go to hell. That's encouraging, isn't it? Or maybe a parent told you you're just a dumb kid. Get out of my way. Or maybe a teacher told you, you're not smart, you can't go to college, you don't have what it takes. Or maybe a coach says, you don't have the ability to play this sport. But they put you down. And that stuff stuck in you, and it drew a line on your life. Listen, the only way to do it, the only way to erase it, is like we've talked about before when we talked about the tattoo. The only way to do it is to let the Word of God work. You nourish your own life with your tongue. with the words you speak. See yourself the way God sees you. Begin to speak that. The Word of God, the Bible says, Hebrews 4:11, is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's sharper than any surgeon's scalpel, one version says. It goes asunder. It cuts the soul and the spirit. It divides the joint and the marrow. It gets down there deep within, and it cuts away that stuff. It moves away that stuff. It erases those things that people said about you, and you can come and see who you really are. That's what that verse really says. That's what the Word of God does. It shows us who we really are. And the Word of God, when we begin to proclaim it over our own lives, that's what it does. Those words have that took root in you can be removed. You can move the limit on yourself. You can take the cap off. You can erase it. You say, I am anointed. I am smart. I am chosen of God. I'm no worthless sinner. I'm a child of the Most High God. I can do anything through Christ who strengthens me. I have the mind of Christ. I can go to any college I want to go to if I really put my mind to it. I can do anything. And when you begin to see yourself and talk to yourself like that, you begin to raise to a new level of life, and you begin to experience better and better things, and you blessed your future rather than cursing your future. If you're a student, sometimes students get this attitude, I don't like school. And that's not good. So, this is where you are in life. Like, you won't always be in school, I hope, you know. But this is where you are right now. So go with it with the right attitude. You say, I don't get math. I don't understand English. No, you're limiting yourself. You just put the cap on it. You just drew the... No, you say, I have the mind of Christ. I can learn anything. I can learn fast. I can do it all. And when you begin to think like that and see like that, you'll start seeing yourself studying a little bit more. You'll start seeing yourself getting more better grades, and you will begin to get better grades. And when you start getting a little better grades, you say, well, this isn't so hard after all. And you start putting it together, and you start getting better and better grades. And the next thing you know is you're looking forward to going to school. Listen, don't put the limit on your life. See yourself acquiring, achieving, going to the next level, and to the next level, and to the next level. Maybe you're a judgmental or a critical person. You know, and don't say, well, that's just how I am. No, that ain't God. The Spirit of God is in you. What you've got to say is, I have the Spirit of God in me. And the Spirit of God is full of mercy. The Spirit of God is full of compassion. The Spirit of God is full of all of the wonderful things and edification and exhortation and building people up. That's what the Spirit of God's all about. So I have the Spirit of God inside of me. I see the best in people. I don't see the worst. I build people up. I don't tear people down. And you start telling yourself how you are, and that's what you become. Next thing you know is you're always looking for the good in people. In fact, when you start hearing people talk about people, because I've been there, when you start hearing people talk about people, putting them down, you'll say, hey, we don't need to talk about that. You won't even like being around negative stuff because you know what it's doing to you and what it does to them. Maybe you're a person who's a worrier. You worry about this. You got all this stuff going on in your life, and your mind is always running 90 miles an hour trying to fix things and figure out things. Well, and you worry yourself. Well, Philippians 4:7 says this, and the peace of God, perfect peace, the peace of God which transcends all understanding. What does that mean? That means that just because you can't figure it out, doesn't mean that you can't have peace. Just because you can't figure it out, doesn't mean that God hasn't already gotten it figured out. And you're spending your time and getting all shook up and all worried about something that you can't fix anyway. So what this says is there's a higher level to live in, and that's the level of peace. Live in peace. It transcends all this other stuff that you don't understand, and the peace of God that will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You got to say, instead of, I'm going to worry about this, I'm going to, no, say, I have the peace of God in me. I'm in the kingdom of God. I have righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The peace of God is going to guard my heart and my mind. And the next thing you know is you're going to start relaxing, and you're going to start thinking on good things and lovely things and wonderful things. But you see, you have to work on, you have to be offensive. You have to attack. You have to build up your self-image, because the world certainly isn't going to do it. And the enemy certainly isn't going to do it. And unless your self-image changes, your life will not change. Changing our self-image is critical. to have what we dream about in life. You'll never have what you dream. You have big dreams, but you're never going to have those dreams until you see that happening in your self-image. There's a couple in the Bible that the Bible talks about. His name and her name at the time were Abram and Sarai. And they had this dream. They wanted to have a child. But Sarai just could not conceive. And they went through life. They tried everything. They tried everything possible in that day to become pregnant. And nothing really worked out. So Sarai developed this bad internal deal, you know, this self-image problem. She's putting herself down. And this worked on Abraham because he couldn't give her a child. And so, you know, both of them were developing this bad self-image. So you know what God did? You know what God did to make their dreams come true? He changed their names. And he changed... Let me read it to you. It's in Genesis chapter 17, verse 5. It says, "No longer will you be called Abram." Now, get the context here. This is so important. "Abram, your name will be Abraham, for," context, "for I have made you a father of many nations." Now get the context. His name changes in direct connection with him becoming a father. And for Sarai, Genesis 17:15 says this, "God also said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you no longer to call her Sarai. Her name is to be called be Sarah. I will," no, context again, notice the connection, "I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her." Name change, life change. "I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings and peoples will come from her." Now, let me show you what these names changed mean. Abraham means father of a multitude. So, leave it up there. So, when people would begin to call him, they would say, "Abraham." But what they were saying in that day was not Abraham. They were saying, "Hey, father of a multitude." Isaac had not been born yet. And when they would call Sarah, what they were calling her, see, Sarai means dominant, old bag, you know, mean bag. But instead of saying that, what they were changing it to was Sarah, female, noble, princess, queen. And so when they began to call her, rather than saying, "Hey, you old dominant woman," what they were saying to her is, "Princess, queen, noble woman, lady." And you can imagine the first times that they heard this, it would kind of be embarrassing, you know. But then over time, they hear this all the time. And so what God did was this. He changed the words they were hearing about themselves. He changed what they were hearing about themselves. And then their character changed and their self-image changed. Before there was an Isaac, when Sarah had this poor self-image, God began to change the words that she was hearing about herself, and then she changed. And then when it changed inwardly, she conceived. And then just before she did, she conceived, God came, and God said, "This time next year, the process is going to be completed. By this time next year, you're going to conceive. You're going to have..." And you know what? What did she do? You know what she did. What did she do? She laughed. But you know the story. 90-year-old woman conceived, gave her husband a son, Isaac. That's the power of self-image. That's the power of how you see yourself. Some of you have big dreams. You want to do a lot of things in life. You want to accomplish a lot. But maybe you think you're getting too old. Or it's impossible. It's impossible to do it. I'll never get healed. I'll never get out of debt. I'll never have a great marriage. I'll never start that business that I've dreamed about having. No. That's not going to change until you change on the inside. If you can change it on the inside, I'll guarantee you it will change on the outside. It will happen. God has given you everything you need for life. And one of the most powerful things He's given you is your mouth, is your tongue, to nourish your own life. And when we come to the place where we can decree who we are, what we are, see ourselves as God sees us, we remove the cap, we remove that line, and we immediately will go to that next level. I want to project something to you. And just a thought. What if every morning that we got up and we went into the bathroom to look at this mirror, rather than seeing another hair or hairs in the sink, or another wrinkle or an age spot, and letting that dictate our day and our future? What if we looked in that mirror and we saw, and we said, we decreed over ourselves, I'm looking good today. I'm being renewed like the eagle. I have the favor of God on my life. This is going to be a great day. There are doors just waiting, of opportunity just waiting for me to get there. I'm going to make some friends today. I'm going to get to be a blessing to people today. People are going to bless me today. This is going to be a great day. What if we approached every day like that? Rather than letting a wrinkle or an age spot or the loss of hair dictate our future. I want to project this to you and just kind of ask you to do something here. What if each of us took 5 minutes every day and blessed our own lives? What if we did that? How high could we go? Why don't you begin? Why don't you, when you get up in the mornings, go into the bathroom, close the door, turn the radio off, and begin to just speak a blessing over your life? I'm a child of God. I'm important. I'm good looking. I'm attractive. I have the mind of Christ. I'm going to accomplish something great today. There's some good things out in my future. Goodness and mercy follow me every day of my life. I'm going to have a great life. I'm going to have a great marriage. I'm going to be out of debt this time next year. I'm going to be married, if you're not, this time next year. You know, begin to speak where you want to go. What if you got in a car and you turned the radio off and just took 5 minutes and decreed a blessing over your own life? What if you did that every day? How would you feel about life? Instead of dreading it, when you start looking forward, whoa, what's ahead? God's favor is out there waiting on me to get there. You know, and some of you it wouldn't flow with it, so some of you need to write it down. Nothing's wrong with that. Let me read this to you. It's in Habakkuk 2:2. It says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables. Write it down. Write where do you want to go? What's your vision for your life? What do you want to do? Where do you want to be this time 5 years, 10 years from now? What if you began to decree that over your life every day and you nourished your life with that? And that he may run that readeth it." So you write it down, and until you can really flow with it, until you have it memorized, you wrote it, write it down, and you begin to read it until it really takes inside, it really sticks inside, and then you can begin to just flow it, come it out like it just, and boy, when that begins to happen, when you can really flow with it, you're really going to see a change in how you approach life and how you're thinking about life, and you're going to start having that cap taken off. Man, you're going to erase that line, and you're going higher. You're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to feel better about life. And listen, let me make sure I say this. You got to do more than just read it to yourself. You got to do more than think it. There's something that supernaturally happens when you say it, when you speak it. Jesus didn't think about to the disease. He didn't think to trees. He didn't think to wind and seas. He spoke to them. And when he said, I am the bread of life. He said, I am the light of the world. I am from above. He didn't think that. He said that. Something supernaturally happens when you say it. And when you say it, something's going to come off. The cap's coming off. The line's erased. And you're going to the next level because you have increased your self-image. Let me tell you what I do. And I'm going to feel a little goofy doing it for you. But I felt goofy with the first times I did it. But you know what? Here's what I do. I'm here in the mornings early, and I like to pray. And so I'll do kind of what I told you. And I'll walk around in here, and I'll say, you know what? I am anointed of God. You know, I am a great teacher. I am a wonderful communicator. You know, every lesson that I preach is a little better than the one I just preached. People are going to be attracted to me. People are going to come and just to hear me talk and to hear me share and to improve their lives. I am a wonderful pastor. I am a tremendous leader. And you may not agree with that, but I don't care. Because I have been talked down to enough. And I won't let that stuff stick in me. I know who I am. I'm raising the cap on my own self. And I want to see what God has for me at the next level. And there is a power in increasing and improving your self-image. And do you know what? Nearly every week, somebody comes up to me and says, Delbert, I think that's the best one you've ever done. I've been here for 25 years, Delbert, and I think that's in the top 10. Delbert, you can get better and better. I know it. Now, they don't know that I'm in here on... Now you do, and you probably stop doing it. But you increase, you work, you're offensive about your self-image. People tell me, they'll stop by to pick up the notes. They'll go online. If they don't get to come to church, they'll go online to either get the notes or to watch it online. See, some of you spoken negative things over your life for years and years and years. And now it's a self-image stronghold in you. And you have got to become offensive about it. It set the limits on your life. And you're never going to go to the next level until you can change on the inside. So what I'm asking you to do today is never, ever say one more negative thing about yourself. I know some of you have got 1,000 problems. You got hang-ups. Some of us have got some addictions. I don't care. You start decreeing who you are, and those addictions are going to leave. You're going to become who you say you are. You're going to set your future. You're going to become something wonderful. So I'm asking you today, never, ever say one more. Never allow one more negative word to come out of your mouth about you. Never, ever have one more negative thought about you. When that thought comes, you capture it. You bring it down. You start thinking about what I've just told you. You're a child of the Most High God. You've got the favor of God on your life. You're victorious. You're a conqueror. There's nothing you can't do. You're anointed of God, chosen from the foundations of the world. And if you will, you're going to start seeing yourself going to a new level. Speak that new level. I'm hoping that for some of you, this is a turning point in your life. And that what you're going to start doing is you're going to start decreeing over your own life that you have seen today how important you are to God. You are chosen from the foundations of the world. You were not created to fail. You were not even created to be average. You are created as a child of God to be excellent and to excel. You are something wonderful. God chose you from the foundations of the world. You are that valuable and that important to Him. And He's given you everything you need for success. What He's given to you is your mouth and your tongue. And you can nourish your own life. You can bless your own life. You can take the cap off of your self-image and you can go to a new level. You can change your name. You can change who you are. And you can experience your dream. Stop talking bad about yourself. Stop thinking bad about yourself. Erase what's been put in there by others with the Word of God. And if you will, you're going to go to a new level in life. You're going to experience things you've never experienced before. And you're going to have a great self-image and improve your self-image on the inside. Let's pray. Father, thank you for today. Lord, I pray that this took. I pray that every single one of us sees our value. We are here to succeed. We are here to excel. That's your plan for us. And if we'll do it your way, we can. We can be like God. So, Father, I ask you today to bless our time. And, Lord, that we go out of here different than we came in. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Some of you, just want to ask you, you would be honest enough to say, I have struggled with my self-image all of my life. And it truly has limited me, but I've never known exactly how much. I am determined. I'm going to go offense. I am going to attack this thing, and I am going to improve my self-image. If that's you, would you raise your hand and just let me pray for you? I see hands. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm going to cry. Lord. Lord, let us see the power of this. What we've allowed the enemy to do to us. Give us just a quick glimpse, Lord, of what we could be, what we could have. Lord, help us remove that cap. Right now, I declare this, I decree this over every single person here. The limit is removed. We are now limitless. Every person here is limitless. The cap is removed. Every person here is capless. Lord, we can go as high as we can see. We can go as high as we can imagine. We can experience the greatest life we can possibly dream. Lord, our dreams can come true if we'll just allow you, Lord God, and get in agreement with you, Lord God, with your word, and let your word change us. Others of you, want your eyes still closed, your heads bowed now. Listen, that scripture that we read said, for those who know God, he has given everything for life and godliness to those who know him. Some of you don't know him like you should. You're not where you need to be with God. If that's you, I need you to fix that right now. You need to fix this right now. If you know you're not where you are, should be with God and where you want to be with God so that you can begin to develop your self-image and go to a higher level of life, when you'll receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is why he came. His blood has made a new way for you. You're a new creation when you receive him and you get right with him. If that's you, you're just not where you need to be with God. Would you raise your hand right now and just let me pray with you right where you're sitting? Would you raise your hand? I see a hand right here. Any others? See? Yes. I see it. Back in the back. See it.